All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard the local hour here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, and a beautiful winter sunny day we have in North Idaho. Yeah, it's been insanely cold, but today, you know, I woke up this morning, it was like 8 at my house, and I'm like, God, that's pretty nice. It's not bad compared to the day before with the wind blowing and everything. It was pretty bad. Well, it's supposed to warm up. It'll be cold again tonight, like 15, 13, something like that. I don't think it's supposed to be windy, so it should be okay. It's winter time, and just a reminder that even though we got lulled into the mid-40s a week ago, and it's now it's more seasonal, and this weekend rainy, snowy, and a little bit warmer. So it's early March. Spring is weeks away yet. Anyway, the show is just minutes away, and first up, it's North Idaho Thursday today. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and first up, we'll welcome in Kelsey Maxwell. She is the Communications and Development Director for Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. Their annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival is this Friday at Sandpoint's Historic Panada Theater. That's like tomorrow. In the past, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, of course, was an all-in-person event for years, obviously. And then last year it went virtual, as just about everything else did due to the pandemic. And this year it's going to be a sort of a hybrid of the two. So we'll learn all about that in just a minute here. And in our second segment, we'll meet Dan and Tiffany Rose. They have just moved to our area from Kalispell, Montana, and are bringing their trenchless sewer and water pipe business to North Idaho. It's really fascinating. I wish I knew about them years ago. It's a really great technology. We'll find out what trenchless sewer and water pipe is all about, how it works, and so on. And in our final segment, we'll welcome back in our good friend Keely Gray. Keely will be wearing her Panada hat again today, as opposed to several other hats she wears here in Sandpoint. And we'll be talking about the hit musical Young Frankenstein. It's in its final weekend live on stage at the Panada this weekend. Well, actually Saturday and Sunday. And she's bringing a couple of the actors with her today, too. So should be a fun show today. So let's stick around for that. What else is going on this week and this weekend? Of course, Winter Carnival is in week 3. I think this is the first year in all these years of Winter Carnival, 49 of them, as a matter of fact, 49th Winter Carnival, that it's actually gone through 3 weekends. And, well, Keely can fill us in on this when she gets here in the last segment, because she is also with the Chamber of Commerce, who puts on the Sandpoint's Winter Carnival. There's the pub crawl on Saturday, the all kinds of games and stuff around town, and probably the highlight of Winter Carnival, besides the parade every year, is the Canine Keg Pull. It'll be taking place on Cedar Street right in front of Eichhardt's, and it goes from 11 to 1. And if you're new to town or just have never seen the Canine Keg Pull, you should check it out on Sunday. Just bundle up and come on out. Probably bring your umbrella this Sunday and watch the dogs pulling kegs. It is hysterical, and it is a lot of family fun. What else is going on? Cornhole is going on this evening at McDuff's Beer Hall. And so for more information on that, you can call the Beer Hall or go to their Facebook page or their website, tell you more about the cornhole tournament going on this evening at McDuff's. There's live music tomorrow night. Hilltop will be playing at Eichhardt's. At McDuff's tomorrow night is the Oak Street Connection. Bright Moments Jazz will be playing the Ponderay Winery Friday evening. And oh, speaking of cornhole, on Saturday, 7B Baggers have a cornhole club tournament at the Bonner County Fairground. Starts at 9 a.m. To learn more about that, how you can sign up, it's a blind draw. So you can just sign up as an individual. Go to sandpointcornhole at sandpointcornhole@gmail.com. That's sandpointcornhole@gmail.com. So tonight, cornhole is at McDuff's Beer Hall. Saturday, the big tournament out at the fairgrounds. And let's see, Saturday, live music at iCards. We have Way Down North is playing at 7 o'clock. The other White Meat will be playing at McDuff's Beer Hall, classic rock and roll. And Mike Wagoner and his daughter, Sadie Cecilia, will be playing at the winery Saturday. That's just like old times right there. That'll be Saturday night. And let's see, there's a Fun Fling Dance Saturday. USA Dance hosts the dance at the Pondere Event Center from 7 until 10 o'clock. For more information on that and the details for the February Fun Fling Dance, brought to you by USA Dance, call 699-0421, 699-0421. We are going to take our first break. When we come back, Kelsey Maxwell will be with us talking about the Friends of Scotchman's Peaks Wilderness Film Festival that's going on tomorrow. Our second segment, we'll be talking about trenchless sewer and water pipe. Look forward to that. And in our final segment, Keely Gray and a couple of the actors from the live play Young Frankenstein will join us. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
This summer is going to be hot at Northern Quest with country music superstar Sam Hunt. We'll have a party, we don't need nobody. Singer, songwriter, and Grammy-nominated country music superstar Sam Hunt. Driving with my eyes closed. Saturday, September 17th. Get your tickets now at northernquest.com.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
The Good Samaritan Inn is coming to our area. It'll be a faith-based transitional housing project helping local people break the cycle of homelessness. Property has already been purchased in Pondere. Together we can make a difference. For info and giving, go to donorbox.org/buildGSI or mail a check to Good Samaritan Inn, 221 South Division, Sandpoint. That's donorbox.org/buildGSI or mail a check to Good Samaritan Inn, 221 South Division in Sandpoint.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. For all your wood product needs, it's thick and thin lumber, fast, reliable service, and competitive pricing. See the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road, or check out their website at tntbeams.com.
Tri-State Outfitters is moving. We'll be closed Thursday the 24th and will reopen Friday in the south end of the former Shopko building. You'll love our new look with bigger selections, golf simulators, golf accessories, and athletic gear. Same great service with a vastly increased selection. We're also changing our name to Sportsman and Ski House. Tri-State Outfitters will be closed Thursday and reopen as Sportsman and Ski House on Friday at the corner of West Ironwood Drive and Highway 95 in the former Shopko building in Coeur d'Alene.
It's a great day to visit Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry, especially for lunch, served from 11 to 3 p.m. The Under the Sun Bistro has a new menu, and they pride themselves on using all natural and organic ingredients whenever possible. Sandwiches, wraps, soup, salad, and of course, dessert. While you're there, check out their new merchandise arriving daily. Start gearing up for spring. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. We are back in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined by Kelsey Maxwell. She is the Communications and Development Director with Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. Kelsey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And it is, it's great that, as I was explaining, that, you know, for years, how many years has it been you've been having the Wild and Scenic Film Festival?
This is going to be our third year.
Third year. So it was, you know, in person, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then last year, how did it go by going virtual?
The virtual film festival was really successful, I think. You know, at that time during the pandemic, people were still really excited to get on Zoom and be watching from home. I think it was a little bit of a fun indulgence getting to, you know, cozy up with your housemates, maybe get some pizza, and just be able to watch a film festival and connect with your community, but in a safe way.
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed it in the privacy of my own living room. That was pretty cool. It was fun. And, you know, last year everything went virtual, and it's good to see that it was still successful for you guys. Before we talk about the virtual options and in-person options for this year, just if anybody listening today doesn't know what you guys do, tell us what you do.
Yeah. So the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness is a volunteer-driven nonprofit organization that is working to pass on a Scotchman Peaks wilderness for our children and grandchildren, so our future generations. So, like I said, we are really volunteer-driven, boots on the ground, taking part and providing outdoor education, building trails, leading people on hikes into the Scotchmans, all with the goal of keeping the Scotchmans wild for all of us to enjoy.
So do you go up into their wilderness to feed the goats?
We do not feed the goats.
Yeah, we just got to keep getting that word out there that don't do. I mean, honestly, it's got to be a temptation for, you know, especially people who are not familiar with, but just don't do it for their own good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a huge part of our education and stewardship programs. We have volunteer trail ambassadors up on Scotchman Peak every summer, every weekend day of the summer, encouraging people to keep their distance from goats and really educating them about how important it is that we keep goats wild and we give them their space and don't let them lick our sweaty bodies or eat our food in our backpack or anything like that.
So you mentioned the people there on the weekend, so they do like guided hikes and things. Is that the way to be introduced to the Scotchman Peaks?
Yeah, the best way to start getting involved and getting introduced to the area is by joining us for one of our guided hikes. They're totally free, and we offer them all year, so you can come and snowshoe or cross-country ski in the winter or come hike with us in the summer. And we have a range of different types of hikes, from short ones through, you know, the Ross Creek Cedars, or longer ones where you can summit Star Peak, for example, so a pretty rugged and scenic area.
So how difficult is that, the long one?
The long one, let's see, I think it's like about 3 miles and a lot of elevation gain. So
yeah,
it's pretty
steep.
It's
not like walking 3 miles on the treadmill or something like that. It's much more difficult. And what's the time allotted for that?
I think usually it takes like, I'd say about 6 hours round trip.
Wow.
Usually our groups, we go nice and slow, take lots of breaks for taking pictures, eating snacks, and just making sure the whole group stays together.
Yeah, that's great. It's a wonderful thing to do. That's a great way to get introduced to it and figure out what is right for you. To the film festival itself for this year, what can people expect?
Yeah, so the film festival is going to be a collection of 10 films that are all about beautiful wild places and passionate, adventurous people exploring the outdoors and working to protect our wild lands. So it's going to be a huge range of diversity of topics, from all the way from, you know, California wildfires to talking about elephant rehabilitation center in northern Kenya to slackliners in Norway.
Yeah.
So it'll be about a 2-hour collection of films that are meant to inspire you and might even bring you to tears.
And it's tickets are $15. And it is from 6:30 until 8:30 tomorrow night. And as I mentioned, you have a virtual option if you're still not good with going out in public, like a lot of us are. How does that work?
So the virtual option and the in-person option at the Panda Theater are going to be the exact same shows. They're going to be emceed virtually by one of our board members at FSPW. And you can engage online through this platform called Qdio, which is kind of like Vimeo or YouTube. And you'll have the option to chat with other virtual viewers, hear from our MC, and also just, you know, engage with people in the same kind of way. And then if you don't have the option of making it on Friday, either virtually or in person, you can watch the recording of the live show for 24 hours, so until midnight at midnight on Saturday. So that's always a good option as well.
So you could start to watch it and then come back and finish it later or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great to have that. So it's, again, it's tomorrow night, 6:30 until 8:30. And of course, it's a fundraiser for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. And how else do you guys support yourselves?
Yeah, so we are supported by the donors here in our region. We run off of fundraisers like the Wild and Scenic Film Festival and people donating money to our cause because they believe that the Scotchmans are an incredible place and worth keeping wild for future generations.
So how can people get involved? Say they want to join you, or can they come to your meetings, or how does the organization work like that?
Yeah, so the best way to get involved is to become a friend of the Scotchman Peaks. Huh. And you can do that by going to scotchmanpeaks.org and becoming a friend. And there at scotchmanpeaks.org, you can also explore all of the different hikes we have coming up, the events, more information about the trails and the Scotchmans, and also follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
So scotchmanpeak.org, is that where you buy tickets for the film festival?
Or that is where you buy tickets, yes.
Can you go to panda.org as well?
Yep.
Okay, so either one will take your money, and you can go see it in person tomorrow night at 6:30. And I understand you wanted to thank a few sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. So Blue Sky Broadcasting is one of our sponsors.
Wonderful
people. Thank you very much. Wonderful people. Agreed. and, you know, our local business sponsors really make this event possible. So we're really grateful to have, you know, that continual support. Some of our other sponsors include Idaho Forest Group, All Seasons Garden and Floral, the Sandpoint Reader, KRFY, Sandpoint Property Management, and Williams and Schiller, CPAs and consultants.
And folks, all of that was off the top of her head. She literally has no notes in front of her. I'm very impressed. That's great.
Thank you.
So tomorrow night, 6:30 until 8:30, do you have all the way up till 6:30 to do the virtual option?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you can go on at 6:25 and then catch the MC and then the show, again, for more information, to learn more about it or learn how to help support Scotchman Peak Wilderness, just go to scotchmanpeak.org. And you can buy tickets there, too, as well as panada.org. And again, their Wild and Scenic Film Festival is tomorrow night. Kelsey, thanks for joining us here today. And let's do it again next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll meet Dan and Tiffany Rose. They have a trenchless sewer and water pipe business, North Point Trenchless, and we'll find out what that's all about right after this.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
February is the month of hearts. From heart-shaped candy to greeting cards full of heartfelt sentiment, we even dedicate an entire day to expressing our love and sharing our hearts. But what about our own hearts? This month is American Heart Month, and at the YMCA, they want you to show your heart some love. We all know that exercise and good nutrition are essential to a healthy heart, but so is connecting with people by talking, laughing, and enjoying each other's company. The YMCA offers a wide variety of ways to support your heart health and your overall well-being through their extensive group exercise classes, water aerobics, and more, all in an active and engaging community that provides meaningful connections. Plus, you can join the YMCA now through the end of February and pay no join fee. Build strong hearts and strong lives at the YMCA. Visit your local branch or ymcainw.org to save.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay is your HQ for every Zags game as they march towards March Madness. Enjoy great food and full bar at the Ponderay location and tons of beers on tap at both locations. Can't stay for the game? Get Sweet Lou's to go. Looking for a great job? Sweet Lou's is looking for bussers and cooks. Go to SweetLou'sIdaho.com. Make Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene or Ponderay your home for Gonzaga basketball. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our second segment for today, North Idaho Thursday, and we have in the studio Dan and Tiffany Rose. They have recently moved to our area from the Kalispell, Montana area. And they have brought their business North Point Trenchless. And well, first of all, welcome to Sandpoint and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So North Point Trenchless, explain to listeners out there what exactly you do.
So we replace sewer and water lines trenchlessly using pipe bursting techniques and directional drilling. So that way we're not tearing up people's yards. You know, we can go underneath garages, fences, landscaping without disturbing anything.
Yeah, because that's a big part of it. Like I was explaining to you guys last week when we met, I needed it at my old house for years, but I just kept putting it off, just kept rotoring the roots, you know, instead of, like, I didn't want to dig up that yard and go to that big expense. So this is great. I don't think there's anybody else around here that's doing this. And how did you learn about it? Is this what you did in Montana?
I did this for 7 years in Montana, and then I was doing directional drilling for sewer and water lines over in North Dakota for 5 years.
Gotcha. So what led you to Sandpoint?
It's beautiful here. I kind of came over as a little kid with my grandparents, and we always really liked the area. And I will never leave the mountains ever again. So like the mountains here. It's real similar to Kalispell. And
it is.
I just love the lake. It just seemed like a good place to settle.
Very good. So, Dan, how exactly does this work? How do you get under the garage or the patio or whatever without tearing up the yard?
So with a sewer line, we run a cable through the existing line out to the city connection, and we do have to dig where the lateral line ties into the city main, and then we hook up that cable to a pipe bursting head, and we have a machine on the inside of the house that pulls that cable and bursting head along with the pipe all simultaneously through the existing.
What is a bursting head?
It looks like a cone. And it just shatters the old line as it's pulling the new one in through it.
Wow. So is it the same size as the old pipe? Or
the new line that we do pull in is the exact same size as the old one. The bursting head is a little bit bigger just to kind of displace the material and the shattered line.
So speaking of material, what is the material that the new line is made out of?
It's a high-density polyethylene pipe, and it comes in 20 or 40-foot sections, and we fuse it together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no possibility of root intrusion or leaking, or it's airtight.
So do you hit the whole line with a camera first to see if it's roots or what is causing the problem?
Typically, I'll camera the line and determine the best option to replace it, and then go from there.
So another big part of why people, when they know they have a sewer or water pipe problem, ignore it or try to ignore it and put it off, is the cost.
Right.
How does this compare to somebody coming out and digging up your yard?
So, you know, if you dig up your yard, you're going to have settling and obviously landscaping has to be redone. A lot of times
trees
the line,
moved or...
yep, exactly. A lot of times sewer lines go underneath of garages or patios. And, you know, if you have to end up cutting all that up and digging up concrete, that is an added expense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas we come in and the little bit of asphalt in the alley or concrete in the basement that we have to replace is minimal compared to what it could be if you excavate.
Wow. This is it's very interesting stuff. Kind of, I mean, you've been doing it for years, but it's kind of revolutionary for around here. And how's it been welcomed so far?
So far, everything's been going pretty good. Starting to get some calls and customers lined up to get jobs going this spring.
And are you, if you do call you and you want you to come out, is there an obligation? I mean, do you have to go with you or do you do a free estimate? Or
no,
what?
I do, for residential customers, I do a free camera inspection and a free estimate and consultation.
Yeah, so you've got nothing to lose by calling 208-304-5712. That's 208-304-5712. Do you guys have a website yet? Are you on Facebook?
We are working on the website currently. We do have a Facebook.
So
North Point Trenchless.
North Point Trenchless. And I have checked that out, and there's some great pictures kind of describing how you do this and what it's all about. So, Tiffany, you have a couple of kids, middle school and high school age.
Middle school and high school, 13 and 15 boys.
Yeah.
You know, they're energetic.
Yeah, and at that age and uprooting them from their old school and moving them here, how's it going?
It's been pretty tough. You know, I don't know, our oldest is quite social, so he kind of settled right in. Our youngest, though, we have 5 acres, and we got him a chainsaw, so he's just in heaven. He can't wait to cut wood, so they're really doing pretty good. I think they like it here, and I'm excited to start hiking and fishing and get outdoors a little bit more and explore a little more. So
yeah, well, you probably remember from when you were young, the summers here are just awesome.
Yeah, the lake is great.
And you guys settled out in Sagal?
Correct, yep.
Yeah. Well, that's all good. Again, it's 208-304-5712, and it's Dan and Tiffany Rose from North Point Trenchless. And they're on Facebook. You can check that out. And you will go anywhere in North Idaho to work?
Yep.
Yep.
So
we want to work.
Cover Bonner's Ferry is kind of what I'm getting
Correct.
At.
Yep.
So that's very good. Anything else we need haven't covered?
No, give us a call. I like talking to people.
Yeah, it gets that way in the wintertime around
right.
here. And that number to call her is at 208-304-5712, 208-304-5712 for North Point Trenchless. Dan, Tiffany, thanks for coming on, good luck with your business.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We are going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears here and start talking about a play that we talked about a few weeks ago here with Keely Gray. It's at the Panada Theater this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. It's the musical presentation of Young Frankenstein, and Keely's going to bring a couple of the actors along with her today, too. So it sounds like a lot of fun, so stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Winter can be full of weather curveballs. This season, be Idaho ready for winter driving. Before you hit the road, visit 511.idaho.gov to keep up to date on current conditions. And when you're behind the wheel, stay engaged, free from distractions, and give snowplows room to work. Never pass a plow on the right. This message is brought to you by the Idaho Transportation Department. Together, we can keep our roads and our families a lot safer.
Oh, thanks for the candy hearts, but you really didn't have to. I mean, really.
Folks are falling head over heels for these wheels and deals. Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and it's the season of love, and I'm here to help you meet your match. So if you've fallen out of love with your old ride, or other dealers have left you brokenhearted, get ready to fall head over heels for these wheels and deals. I've got a solution for every situation. Low monthly payments? No problem. Low down payments? You could drive for just a couple bucks down. Trade-ins? We're paying way more than they're worth. And you could even lower your monthly payment in the process. Broken up over past credit mishaps? My For the People credit approval process is the best matchmaker. We hook you up with the banks and lenders who want to approve you. But hurry, this deal will fade away faster than first love. I'm Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all the wheels and deals at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends February 28th, 2022.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday. And like I said, we're switching gears back to the Panada Theater, one of our favorite subjects here on the local hour. And you're back with us. Keeley Gray is with us. And what is your function at the Panada?
Well, actually, at the Panada, I am no longer on the board. So I'm pretty much just a renter and supporter and all-around theater lover.
There you go. And obviously, you have a love for the theater. You also are with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. So we'll talk about the last weekend of Winter Carnival here in a few minutes. But let's talk about Young Frankenstein. You opened up last weekend, and how'd it go?
Oh, man, it was absolutely amazing. We felt the love from our community in a really big way, and it was just super-duper exciting. So Lake Pondere Repertory Theater couldn't have gotten off to a better start in our community. And I'm super excited because it's not just me this time, but I've got two of my amazing actors here from Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, we have Ashley Lopez, plays Inga, and Nikki Barato, who is an ensemble member.
She plays many, many characters. Which
many hats. I have many, many hats.
You have to get very, very close.
Many hats. I have many, many hats indeed.
And so what are those hats? What exactly do you do in the play?
Well, so it's a lot of singing and dancing. The ensemble members in a musical are the ones that support everybody else when the main, you know, characters aren't there doing their thing, either singing, dancing, or talking. We're probably in the background singing, dancing, or talking. maybe not talking so much, but just generally making some noise and keeping it interesting for everybody. We're the were the locals in the play.
Yeah, they create the world. So without them, it would the world of Transylvania Heights would not be created.
So this is Young Frankenstein. It's based on Mel Brooks' classic movie.
Correct.
And where did the, you mentioned the singing, where did the music come from?
Mr. Mel Brooks himself.
He wrote the music.
He wrote the music.
Is it good?
It's really, well, I think it's really
good. It is
good.
Very, it is I, very, yes, it is Mel Brooks clever in music, like musicality. You're like, that's, you shouldn't be able to write movies and write music like that. It's just not fair.
And right. produce them and do everything else and be that versatile. What a talent. Also with us today, Ashley Lopez. Ashley, how are you?
I'm well.
Tell us about your role in Young Frankenstein.
Ich bin Inga. I am Inga. So I am a comedy relief role in some ways. I'm a supporting role, really, to Young Frankenstein. And I play the character that attempts to steal his heart. I also assist him when he's creating the monster. And
so do you call him Frankenstein or Frankenstein?
Well, you know, that's a good question as it evolves throughout the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts as Frankenstein officially.
Frankenstein.
According to Young Frankenstein's wishes.
Yes. And I will also throw in there that I see Inga and also all of the citizens of Transylvania Heights as a part of Frederick's journey throughout the show. Because to me, I see this show as a kind of an exploration of finding who you really are and accepting all of the silliness that comes with being a human being. And so Inga's a really big part of that for Frederick because she kind of allows him to unlock that part of himself that he was too afraid to access before and become his true self.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot more meaning into this than I ever thought of seeing the movie over
well,
and over.
Well, you know, us directors, we really have to dig deep. Just kidding. No, it's a lot. That's the funnest part of my job as a director is to really like examine themes and genres and meanings and philosophies and all of the things that come together to make a story, because that's ultimately what we're doing is we're storytellers.
And so being the director, and I have been involved with a number of productions over the years, you know how much time and effort and you're working for nothing and the rehearsal for one or two weekends. Why do you guys do it?
I think I'll ask these two that question because we had a fantastic pickup rehearsal last night and I think that embodied the joy of it. So I'll let you two kind of speak to why do you guys do this? Why come along this crazy journey with me?
Oh my gosh.
That was a deep sigh, Ashley. I'll let you go first.
Oh, okay. So I went to school for performance. And I will say that when I started my program, I was a voice major in opera. And
where was that?
That was at University of Illinois School of Music in Urbana-Champaign.
Well, good for you.
And I flew all the way from California to be there because a lot of the music was in the Midwest or East Coast. So we started with, I believe, 16 voice majors my freshman year, and we had 6 sophomore year because the reality of being a professional artist kind of sets in, and a lot of us go from, you know, sort of being a big fish in a small pond in high school, and then you realize, oh, it's really competitive, and there's a lot of demands, and there's a lot of learning that needs to happen.
And these other people are really good.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think the even if you are a professional, whether you call yourself a professional or not, participating in community is essential because it's what helps us keep our hearts intact, because it's easy to lose your heart when you're doing it as a profession or in a highly competitive environment. And I think, you know, I think all of us know after the past few years how important it is to be with others in a creative space, in a community space, in an energetic space. And there, it's a huge joy. But what I'll also say is it doesn't really matter whether it's officially paid with money or not. You get get dividends.
Yeah.
You know, you make connections and you meet people and you build relationships, and it always pays you back in the end.
And you're providing world-class entertainment for a bunch of people who haven't been able to go to anything for a really long time. It's 2 years, but it feels like 20. Especially to be at the Great Panada Theater and to see a live performance, it's just so wonderful. And I think people are just chomping at the bit. I know that the comedy guys we had on the last 2 weeks here, they sold out, and they were shocked. They were hoping to sell 150, 200 tickets, and it sold out. How were your sales last weekend?
Last weekend, it was a very happy and healthy house.
I heard the matinee was pretty packed.
It was. Actually, our matinee outsold our Saturday night last week, which was pretty impressive because for matinees, that's usually never the case.
Yeah.
So we're having pretty healthy houses. We definitely are anticipating more this weekend, so we're kind of urging everybody to get their tickets while they're available, because we're, after seeing the buzz and everything that went out last weekend, we're really... We're expecting some large crowds this weekend, and we don't want anybody in town to miss this, which is why we did the two weekends the way we did, is because we want everybody to come have a chance and see Young Frankenstein.
And just touch on just the pandemic subject real quick.
Yeah.
Last weekend, you had to have proof of vaccination,
yes,
or just like getting on an airplane or something like that. This weekend, not so much.
Yeah, this weekend is the no vaccination required weekend. So we wanted to split the difference and make sure that audiences who felt more comfortable having the vaccination requirement could come and feel good. Like, I actually, it was very heartwarming. I had a guest who came to our show who had not been out in public in a setting like that for 2 years because she had a lung issue. And so this was the only atmosphere that she felt safe in. And she actually came up to me at the end and was like, thank you so much for doing this. This is the first theater I've seen in over 2 years. And
that's
so that
great.
Felt really wonderful. And so for this weekend, we're going to have no vaccination required, so that we're welcoming everybody in our community who feels like they want to see some theater. So come on down.
And you can get tickets in advance at panada.org or panada.org. Either one would work.
And the Panada will send you to our website, which is lporep.com.
There you go. I didn't know that.
That's why I'm here, Bob. That's why I'm here.
Are tickets available at the door as well?
They will be available at the door as well.
Nikki Barato, I'm not going to let you off the hook. Tell us about your history and stuff and why you like to do this.
Well, I was definitely not... a public anything. I was not good. I was, you know, the ultimate introvert. Keely remembers me in high school. I was, you know, just
AP classes and I was super duper smart. Yeah. I always was like, Nikki, help me with my homework.
Lots of friends, which I was very lucky for, but I preferred watching them. So I moved away, went to college, got a boyfriend, had a baby, moved back home because Sandpoint's great. And what better place to, you know, come and be supported. And my husband, who actually plays the monster or the creature, depending on what you call him, he actually got into theater first. For those of, you know, those listening who have met him or will meet him, he is a big personality. He is a wonderful guy. He is absolutely amazing. After we saw a show, he was like, jumped in, you know, head first, no feet, no guessing, just like, who do I talk to? How do I get into this? And he was in a couple shows before, you know, we kind of developed friendships with the people who were doing it and kind of pushed me a little bit. And, you know, after that first show, it kind of just broke it open. And it was like, you know what, the stage is someplace where you can, like, there's no fear, at least in community theater, because everybody there is in the same boat as you. Everybody there is there to have fun and be surrounded by people who like to do what you like to do. And there's no judging. You can make all the jokes you want. There's no reason to be afraid. And everybody there has been in the same boat. So even if you are afraid, you're not alone in it.
We're a bunch of giant nerds is basically how
totally.
I like to put it.
Completely.
Well, it can be terrifying, especially opening night, but it's kind of, if you're like you three people, it's an adrenaline rush. You know, it's like an athlete going into their biggest game. It's like you're nervous, you're scared, you're terrified, but it's a great, great feeling. And a lot of people just can't do that.
A lot of people
can't. They would faint before they walked onto that stage.
Yeah.
And that's why we have backstage options as well, you know, because a lot of folks, actually a daughter of my spotlight operator caught the bug this weekend. Unfortunately, it was a stomach bug at first, which her dad got, which then caused him to train her to run the spot op.
Ah.
So we have a 16-year-old Threnody who came in and she just fell in love with being on the spotlight and wanted to learn lighting and all the things that make a theater production go up. So, you know, that's what I always tell people, there is a space for everybody, introverts and extroverts alike, in the theater world.
And that's probably the best way to break into it. You know, if, like Nikki, you didn't grow up doing it, was maybe to work backstage for a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Stage crew is a wonderful place to start because essentially you just follow and you do the job that your stage manager tells you to do. You move stuff around. It's pretty simple. But it also, you feel really cool because you're like, hey, I accomplished this. Like,
yeah.
Without them, you guys know.
Oh, gosh,
without our
stage
crew,
important.
They are so important.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have
Very
a show.
Much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. Like last night, one of the highlights for me in this whole journey was, instead of doing our bows music, which is usually what we do after the show, we turned on Hamilton and we blasted it throughout the theater and turned on like disco lights and had a whole dance party on the stage for our pickup rehearsal. And
yes.
That was one of the highlights of this endeavor for me, was to see all of my amazing cast and crew, our backstage crew, joined in, having a giant dance party on the stage. It was really sweet and wonderful to see them connecting like that.
Yeah.
You're right. You guys are crazy.
Huh? Yeah. We're giant nerds.
Nope. Nobody's going to say any different.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, guilty, but who isn't also? But I just thinking about your question, I think another big reason that people do this is for creatives to find each other. And I think anyone...
And have a dance party.
Well, and have a dance party, yeah, with disco lights, you know? But I think that everyone has the capacity for creativity, but there are some of us that are compulsively creative.
Mm,
and yeah, you have to have something to do with that. And if you're surrounded by others, man, just there's magic.
Yeah. That's great. Now, if anybody's out there listening that heard our first guest, we had Kelsey Maxwell from Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, and their film festivals this weekend. How are we pulling off both events? When is the film festival's Friday night?
Yes.
So you guys are...
We're Saturday and Sunday. So what's really nice about working with Panado is we have a really open relationship and talking about, hey, we want to make sure we're both succeeding, right? So luckily with a film, they're just using the projector screen. So all we just have to do is make sure our stuff is out of the way so that the projector screen can come down and folks can come in and watch the movie and enjoy themselves.
And once again, you're close to selling out, especially the matinee last weekend, so people should get their tickets in advance.
Absolutely. Get your tickets while you still can. They, of course, will, if they don't sell out before Saturday, they will be available at the door. We'll keep you updated on our Facebook and Instagram pages as things progress.
And Keely, we have another minute and a half left. Switching hats to your Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce hat. This is the final weekend. As if there's not enough going on this weekend. Winter Carnival, what are the events happening this weekend?
Well, one event that I'm really looking forward to that I'm going to do my very best to go see is Maddox Farm Productions is bringing a band called Hill Stomp to iCarts on Friday evening. And I've been looking into them, and I tell you, Rob Talbot, I'm sure you've had him on before.
Oh,
yeah. He's such a great spokesman, but he sold me on Hill Stomp. And then I went and listened to him, and I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then, of course, the Canine Keg Bowl is one of the biggest events of Winter Carnival.
Canine Keg Bowl Classic,
right? Seriously, we need to we need to trademark that.
Yeah.
Canine Keg Bowl Classic, because every year it's like, it's too much fun. And I mean, who doesn't love dogs pulling kegs?
And I love it that they moved it to Cedar Street right in front of iCarts, and there's plenty of room for everybody.
It got so big. They were doing it in the alley for so many years, and it got so big that they were like, no, we have too many entries.
Outgrew Matchwood.
Exactly.
So that's all good. So winding down the Winter Carnival this weekend, and I think the Canine Keg Pull is at 11?
I believe so.
11 to 1-ish on Sunday. Your play is Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. and Wild and Scenic Film Festival Friday night. Just a lot going on. Keely Gray, always a pleasure having you on the show. Ashley Lopez, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
And Nikki Barato, say hi to the rest of the family for me.
Hello, family. And the rest of Sandpoint. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's it for me for North Idaho Thursday. Till next week, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.